Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day and a great year. It is a year of decision. And yeah, every year is a year of decision because we have elections somewhere every year, almost every week in the United States, it would seem. But this, of course, is a big one. It is one-third of the Senate, 100% of the House of Representatives. It's about 50% of all state legislatures. Actually, in some states, it's the entire state legislature. That's true in Nebraska, which is a unicameral system. And this is a year of decision with a lot of political wild cards. They're spelled out by Gerald Seib. We will get to that on this hour. Are there additional wild cards put up there because of the press conference last night? Which no one really believes that the president helped himself enormously. I think there's some people who believe that he helped himself some. His report card is out, and the report card is basically an illustration of great inflation. This is in the Washington Post. They ask a lot of their prominent columnists and writers for the Post and some other people involved in the Washington world, and then some ordinary readers to go ahead and grade the president, A, B, C, D. And the very first grade you see is a grade from Jennifer Rubin, who is the conservative who's kind of moved away from the conservative position. I think aligns herself now as a Democrat. She gives Joe Biden an A-. And then next they go to James Homan, who gives him a B. And then Gary Abernathy gives him an A-. E.J. Dionne Jr. gives him a C-, which is kind of surprising. E.J., kind of a liberal-leaning guy, but here's an A grade, really, for Joe Biden from Lena S. Wen. I believe she's a former leader of Planned Parenthood. And she says, restoring trust in the government's leadership in public health is key, and the administration still has a way to go. Then why the A? She says, Biden has achieved the wow. Uh-huh. And she says, 100 days ago, if Biden had predicted that by now the vaccination rate would have hit 3 million a day, that more than 75% of those over 65 would have received at least one dose, and that it was already open season for every adult American to sign up, we would have said, wow. I'm not sure that everybody would have said that. In any event, there are two different grades here that are worth paying attention. They broke it down differently for the people who write for the Washington Post. People who wrote for the Washington Post were a little bit more skeptical. They gave Biden an overall grade of B, and people writing in gave him an overall grade of A-. That shows you who reads the Washington Post, it seems to me. And the combined score, the big master score of hundreds of people who wrote in, is Biden gets an overall score of B+. Final score. Average pundit grade, B. Average reader grade, A-. Overall grade, B+. I'm afraid, have to give a C-. And I think that people are giving him an F grade. There's another poll at Politico where 37% of Americans are giving Biden an F grade. An F grade would mean, well, one of the things it would mean is where they give almost no discussion, which is the clearest area of Biden's failure, which is public safety, which is crime, which is things falling apart in the United States that shouldn't be falling apart, which also has to do with the collapse of our schools and the schools losing ground because of schools remaining closed. And I do think there's been more confusion than there should be, that is necessary from the CDC, from the Center for Disease Control. And if Biden is going to take responsibility, claim responsibility for some of the successes in getting vaccines out there, he also has to take some responsibility for being unsuccessful in going that final step and getting the, nobody knows for sure how much it is and how you calculate the people who are not fully vaccinated. In other words, do you count somebody who has one vaccine or has vaccines but no booster? Do you count that person as vaccinated or not? And if you count that person as not fully vaccinated, we're still dealing with 50 million Americans who need to move forward in terms of getting vaccines. And there's some breaking news about that regarding a very controversial column that appeared in the LA Times. And it's controversial because it actually picks up on something that the president of France had to say. And it's also controversial to him. It's a column by Robin Abkarian, who's a columnist. It says, how to persuade the willfully unvaccinated, make their lives more difficult. Actually, the virus kind of does that for you, but people don't get that lesson entirely. He says, getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is not any kind of sacrifice. It is an act that is, paradoxically, both selfish and selfless. You're doing something for yourself by reducing the likelihood of contracting the virus and reducing the likelihood of hospitalization or death in the event of a breakthrough infection. You're also doing something for others, your loved ones, your friends, your casual contacts, and people you've never even met. This is the ultimate win-win. As the Omicron variant of this awful virus rages like wildfire through our communities, I want to be, if an expert told me I would benefit from a fourth shot or a fifth or a sixth, I would rush to the nearest pharmacy for another dose. That's how much I believe in the science behind vaccines, writes Robin Abkarian. In the advice of experts and in the idea that individual rights and preferences must take a backseat to public health in a time of crisis. That's also why I'm so angry that so many eligible people remain unvaccinated. I'm thrilled that they're not able to mingle everywhere at will with those of us who are doing our part to get the pandemic under control. Please do not misunderstand. I am not talking about children under 5 who are not yet eligible for the vaccine, nor those who, for medical reasons, cannot be vaccinated. Most people with underlying conditions, including autoimmune disorders, are eligible to be vaccinated against COVID, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Obviously, this is a decision for patients and their doctors. Good, fine. But he says, my ire is directed at the vaccine refuseniks, those who have murdered their better angels because they don't like being told what to do, or they don't trust the government, or they feign a religious objection. In an interview with the newspaper Le Parisien, President Emmanuel Macron of France, who was pushing for new restrictive legislation, was quoted as saying the equivalent of, the unvaccinated, I really want to annoy the hell out of them. And so we're going to continue doing so until the end. That's the strategy. On Saturday, the law gained final approval in the country's National Assembly. Henceforth, most people 16 and older will have to show a vaccine passport in order to legally enter restaurants, bars, theaters, fairs, seminars, and trade shows, as well as to travel on public transportation. It is no longer enough to show a negative COVID test. He says, draconian, may we. Laudable, I says, we. I think there's some disagreement on that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much, you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved show, there is so much American history that is directly relevant to the American present and future. And, I mean, again, when you talk about World War II, the last great war in Europe, can you believe it if they actually do have a all-out war between Ukraine and Russia? Trying to suppress Ukrainian independence, it would be the biggest war in Europe, bigger than any of the wars in the Balkans, in fact, the biggest war in Europe since 1945. And again, it should be taken with maximum seriousness and maximum clarity. And what do you have as the headline? This is the New York Times headline, as run the piece in the Seattle Times. It says, Biden dials back policy plans, blast GOP. And he said in his press conference what are the Republicans for? He asked in response to a question about his stalled agenda. What are they for? Name me one thing they are for. He said that the five Republicans have privately told him they agree with him, only to say that they would lose in the primaries if they went public. The president declined to identify the five. I'm not sure that this is a entirely believable or accurate point of view. We were talking before about the idea of Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, about basically making life as difficult as possible for people who defy the need to get vaccinated. And there is a story about that which is actually sad, and it's alarming, and it's an indication of why some of the stuff you hear in media really, really should be ignored. A 57-year-old singer in the Czech Republic, attractive cafe style and album singer, she has died of COVID, and the story is getting international press thanks to one detail. The admission that Hannah Horka, that's her name, contracted COVID intentionally. The BBC reports that Horka was unvaccinated. Her husband and son were both fully vaccinated, but both tested positive for COVID over Christmas. She should have isolated for a week because we tested positive, but she was with us the whole time, said her son, Jan Reck. Explaining that she intentionally chose to expose herself to the virus in the hopes of getting it so that she could gain access to a wider range of venues. The Czech Republic requires proof of vaccination or recent infection to enter many entertainment venues. And rather than get the vaccine to get into the entertainment venues, she did her best to get the virus and she succeeded. Last Friday, Horka, a member of the folk group Assonance, posted on social media that she had intentionally given herself COVID and was recovering. A Newsweek reports, quote, I survived, it was intense, she wrote, so now there will be the theater, sauna, a concert, and an urgent trip to the sea. Life is here for me, and it's here for you too. 2 days later, she died. Her son says she was feeling well enough to get dressed to take a walk on Sunday, but experienced back pain that caused her to go back to bed. In about 10 minutes, it was all over, her son said. She choked to death. Radio Prague International reports that Reck said that he and his father tried repeatedly to convince Horka to please get vaccinated. It is sad that my mom trusted strangers more than her own family, he said, in apparent reference to the anti-vaxxers that she trusted. Worth taking note of, it seems to me. It's also worth taking note of the fact that it's not just the Democrats in Washington, D.C., who are struggling to figure out what actually is going on, but it's also liberals in the media, because listen to this, which is, I think, typical of some of the unhinged quality of what is going on in left-wing media. This is clip 16. Whoopi Goldberg has just determined, and she said this on The View, to expose the Republicans, not Big Lie, but their big plan to take voting rights from black Americans. Listen, this is clip 16.
This is part of the big plan. This is part of the big plan to control what happens in America, I believe, what happens in America. If you take those voting rights away, people are going to be so angry, but there'll be nothing they can do about it because we're in charge. Next thing comes the women. We're going to take your rights away, just right. like we're taking X, Y, and Z, because there'll be nothing you can do. This country seemingly, or many people in it, seemingly want to be manipulated.
I was going to say to destroy it.
Well, I don't know if they realize that it will be destructive. Because, listen, when we talk about anti-Semitism and we talk about Anne Frank and we can't teach what happened to black people, and we there's all kinds of stuff that's suddenly starting to disappear now.
Okay. I'll tell you what's starting to disappear. Rationality. Anne Frank is not disappearing. They are going through a theory. They think they finally identified who ratted her out, who told the Nazis how to take her and her family to the camps where she died. She died at Auschwitz. There's still publicity about it. Anne Frank is taught everywhere. The Holocaust is taught everywhere. Slavery is taught everywhere. And that's right. Those horrors need to be taught. And they should be. And nobody wants to destroy the country. What's fascinating to me here, this is a sort of intellectual gymnastics to try to say, well, things are terrible, everything is going to hell, our rights are going away, oh yeah, and Joe Biden's in charge. So how do you say that? Except they want to get people so angry at Joe Biden that they'll vote him out. So as a matter of fact, the Republicans are causing as much pain as possible. This is Joy Behar on The View. Listen.
I read a lot about what's going on in the world, and Hungary and Poland, and they're doing very badly with freedom of speech. They now have, let's say the autocrat who's running gets like 90% of airtime, the other one gets 10%. They are, censoring journalists. That will happen here.
Yeah.
That will happen here, I think, if the Republicans are back in power. You can see that they're intractable right now. You cannot reason with these people. They are shameless, and they will destroy us. I sound like it's hyperbole, but I've been around a long time, and I say what can happen.
Well, I think it's true.
Okay. This sounds almost sincere, which is really sad. And by the way, that they're having a very tough time recruiting some Republican replacement for Meghan McCain on The View. I'm sure there's some people who could even match the elevated level of rhetoric and the standard the show has established. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits is rising. The Labor Department saying there were 286,000 initial claims filed last week. That's a jump of 55,000 from the previous week's revised total. The White House on Thursday is defending President Joe Biden after he claimed the upcoming midterm elections easily could be illegitimate. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Thursday was asked if the 2022 midterm elections would be considered illegitimate if a voting rights bill is not passed.
But the point he was making is that as recently as 2020, as we know, the former president was trying to work with local officials to overturn the vote count and not have ballots counted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A lot of folks out there in the world of the internet actually are seeking some satisfaction from a very big Hollywood star. Her name is Kristen Bell. She is best known, she's well known for a number of her films, but particularly, of course, for playing Anna, voicing Anna in the Frozen series. Two of the Frozen and Frozen 2 are two of the most successful, most profitable animated films ever. And here is what happened with Kristen Bell, is that there were some photographs that were posted on the internet, and they're very compromising photographs. I mean, it's a kind of thing that people in the Hollywood mainstream left would say, how could she? What was she thinking? You can actually go see those photographs. You can click on them right now. They're posted up at michaelmedved.com. And no, yes, but make sure the kids are not there, because you don't want kids to see this. She's not exposing much. She's actually wearing a T-shirt and a little cap, and she seems very happy, broad smiles. She is taken in this shocking photograph with another man. She went to a local deputy sheriff's station in Los Angeles County, L.A. County Sheriff's Department, and she took several pictures of herself with a cop. And there are now all these people who are attacking her because she allowed photos to be taken with the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. And by the way, one of the things that the sheriffs only made the situation even worse by tweeting, today we had the absolute pleasure of meeting Kristen Bell, who was hands down the kindest human ever. There truly never is a dull moment at Lancaster. And in any event, The deputies look very clean cut and they're smiling. And here are some of the responses. A response came in from the People's City Council, which described itself as a coalition of social and climate justice organizations and organizers from all over L.A. This was tweeted. And it says, "Wow, this sucks so much," at Kristen Bell, taking pictures with deputy gang members. That's the way they view the deputy sheriffs in Los Angeles. Another Twitter user, who describes himself as a writer for television, wrote, "Landlord celebrities will post about Juneteenth, but at the end of the day, their allies are the cops that protect their property at the expense of human life." Actually, they also protect human life, especially in a city like Los Angeles or a county like Los Angeles, where the increase in violence is so profound. Are we still holding on to this idea that the cops are the enemy? I mean, this is something that will not help the left, because most people actually have interaction with cops. I mean, maybe the other day we replayed that interchange between a Mexican-American police officer and an ultimate Karen who was claiming that he was trying to murder her and said to him, "You'll never be white." This is what, and he was, "Yes, ma'am, I hear you, ma'am. Yes, you can," and she was saying, "I'm going to speak to your supervisor." I mean, this is nuts. We also had an email that came in, and it says, "Michael, I work at the UW. This is from John in Seattle. "I work at the UW. As a conservative, I find it to be very difficult to voice my views. Also find it difficult to trust my own human resources department. The woke movement is so powerful in my department, I tread very carefully." This is after we had on the courageous professor, Stuart Regis, who was standing up against the land acknowledgement. "We meet today on land that was stolen from the Lenape peoples." In any event, he says, "I had a guy jump out of the van once we were driving in because you were on the radio. I didn't realize I had that kind of power. I could see him screaming at me from a far distance. I would say this professor is brave." Well, thank you. I think he is, too. He's also extraordinarily articulate and loved having him as a guest. Hope to have him back. Then this came from Raven's speaker in Seattle. And he points out, "Land acknowledgement may have some of these weird progressives' origins, but in traditional Northwest Coast Indian protocol, we do such things for diplomatic reasons. We wouldn't expect non-Indians to even do it." And diplomatic reasons, I think what he means by that is just recognizing that there are a number of people who are sharing the same space, which was a much more of a Native American approach to land ownership. And speaking of land ownership, there is this. Town officials want to ban Chick-fil-A from a New Jersey highway rest stop because it doesn't meet the culinary standards that you normally assume was going to be provided at a New Jersey highway rest stop. No, that's not true. Chick-fil-A people love it. And obviously they are very, very popular. And they thought that this thing was done already. And first of all, if for the Cathys, the people who developed Chick-fil-A, they hire gay people, they serve gay people, they are not anti-gay. They are not even active right now in any objection to what is the law of the land, which is gay marriage. So does this mean that if you're a company and you have an owner who years ago, and it was years ago, supported traditional marriage, supported the idea of not changing the way and the standards that legally that people get married here in this country. That if somebody did that years ago, it never goes away. It's a stain that is there forever. And yes, I mean, what you have to learn about this entire thing is something that I think Kristen Bell has learned about the controversy of her posing with cops. She's learned. Okay, they'll surely be back at some point with a Frozen 3. Or maybe it's unfrozen. Who knows? Speaking of unfrozen, the storyline for national politics in 2022, writes Gerald Seib, seems simple and straightforward. Democrats are in trouble, and Republicans are poised to take back control of one or both houses of Congress in the year's midterm elections. Given historical trends and current conditions, the forecast certainly seems on target, writes Gerald Seib in Wall Street Journal. Yet, as with most things political these days, the year ahead isn't likely to be quite so simple and straightforward. The 2022 political deck is full of wild cards. We'll let you know about some of them coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are going to be making history one way or another. Either the Democrats will make an epic comeback, always possible, I don't think very likely, but possible, or the Republicans will sweep to the victory that all the signs point to. But either way, there will be history that will be made. To understand how history works, you've got to know where it's been and what it's done, and that's why you should go ahead and become a MedHead Plus member. The cost is all of 22 cents a day. That's it. 22 cents a day, and that gives you access not only to this show for all 3 hours, but it's not quite 3 hours because it's commercial free in that form that you can download it. And not just the show, but also to all of the 80 different titles at the MedVed History Store. You can look at those titles right now. And just go to MedVedHistoryStore.com and join us as a MedHead Plus member with free access to all of our historical material. And some of that historical material will deal with some of the wild cards that Gerald Seib writes about for politics in 2022. He says, number one, it's unclear whether Democrats will try to pass some version of President Biden's Build Back Better bill. It is controversial because of its tremendous size and cost. But it also could give the party a big item on which to campaign. Yeah, but it's a big item where the Republicans campaign right back about, we're broke! We can't spend ourselves into oblivion. He also writes the coronavirus, after seeming to fade last year, has come roaring back just as the election year is getting started, with uncertain consequences for both parties. Unlikely to help the Democrats because basically people had thought, and Joe Biden had told us, we were basically at turn the corner. And the corner is still to be turned. Inflation has emerged for the first time in decades as a big factor in voters' calculations of how the economy is doing. Russia appears poised for a possible incursion or invasion into Ukraine that will probably occur early in the year, an act that would have enormous consequences not only for foreign policy but also for the national climate, well as would voters rally around President Biden and his response or deem his actions insufficient. I think we had some indication of that in the news conference last night. Insufficient. Hispanic voters appear to be up for grabs this year. A Wall Street Journal poll found late last year that this group, which long has leaned Democratic, now is evenly divided between the two parties when asked its 2022 voting preference. And one of the things that they are speculating about is, will President Biden and the Democrats find something that's the equivalent of voting rights that they can push on to try to win back some of the Hispanic support they've lost? Apparently, a big new push on immigration reform is just too complicated, and they're not going to go there. But we'll see. And perhaps the biggest question, will former President Donald Trump prove to be a positive or a negative force for his Republican Party? Positive because he drives turnout and he boosts his preferred candidates, or negative because he motivates Democrats and stokes discord within the GOP over what kinds of candidates should be nominated? The fact that he has over 100 candidates now he's endorsed in various primaries in an attempt to get rid of all the Congress members who ever dared to disagree or challenge President Trump when he was president, that's not a true positive. And now there have been more and more people, including Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter, and leading officeholders like Ron DeSantis, who have said they will not necessarily support Trump for his vaunted comeback. The deficit is particularly concerning for Democrats because they likely need to win the national vote by several percentage points to break even with Republicans, given GOP advantages and the composition of districts around the country. The poll counted some better news for Democrats as well, though the 14% of registered voters who said they were undecided in their vote for Congress lean more Democratic than Republican. They're talking about the advantage right now, according to Gallup, advantage of 5 points, showing rarely, as it is, more people identifying as Republicans than as Democrats. For Mr. Biden and his party, the key question is whether his rapid slide in popularity in the second half of 2021 was the temporary result of the messy process of getting things done in a closely divided Washington, or a descent to levels of popularity that will mean a drag on the party. In any case, there is a long way to go before the election, an ample time for the landscape to change. In the end, Democrats will want the election to be about the things that they have done to help the country get through the pandemic and to help working Americans pull ahead on daily challenges. Republicans will want to focus voters' minds on immigration, crime, and a messy withdrawal from Afghanistan that they will portray as a kind of metaphor for disappointing Democratic leadership. Look, it's not just Afghanistan. If there's also a weak, ineffective response to Putin trying to gobble up all of Ukraine, is that a legitimate basis for demanding a change in leadership in Washington? This is not a good time to hold House, Senate, and White House, not with the level of problems we face. Dealing with those problems, well, is it a good time to go back in the past and enjoy again a sequel, yet another sequel to one of the most popular comedies back in the 1980s? That comedy was called Ghostbusters. And now there's a Ghostbusters, well, it's a resurrection of sorts. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
A single mom and her two kids arrive in a small town in Oklahoma to reclaim the spooky legacy of their mysterious grandfather. But what they really discover is Ghostbusters Afterlife, now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
I found this in my living room.
Killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap?
Well, this crew are going to have a very tough time replicating the success of the original film from 1984. There's no real plot, just a lot of confusing mumbo-jumbo about Sumerian gods and goddesses emerging from a mysterious mountain to take over the world, while our teenage heroes try to use antique machines to stop them. Like the prior attempts to provide a Ghostbusters sequel, this one falls flat. It traded PG-13 and partially answers the question, who are you going to call? Not this ill-considered sequel. 2 stars for Ghostbusters Afterlife. Yeah, it hasn't had much afterlife either with its preliminary release in theaters. A film that's very, very likely to disappoint. Now, we have tomorrow, we're reviewing one of the movies that's clearly one of the best of the year, I think, and one of the movies which I think has a strong, strong possibility of being the very worst of 2022, even though the year is young. And it's a movie featuring some big name stars. Okay, one of them is used as the narrator. And it's somebody who, by the way, writing the novel this film is based on, beat George Martin in a science fiction of Game of Thrones, science fiction fantasy contest for a literary prize. There's also a prize for legal audacity. A group of women is going all the way with their challenge to a law against going topless. This may make it to the U.S. Supreme Court. And now we have a better female representation that may take an interesting perspective. We are also finding out that the Republicans are planning some equivalent of a contract with America. So who are you going to call? Newt Gingrich, of course. We'll talk about it. And we will talk about the latest group of victimizers, people who are deranged, violent, and homeless, who are particularly hurting women. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.